All are lessons to learn, not to argue, but rejoice. Tablet 1. In all of our writings, there are points and truths which have happened throughout creation and history. Also, there are points that might become objects of argument between different people. That might happen because they would not want to understand these truths in deeper levels, or because of their attachments to a special religion, race, etc. Therefore, they argue. But all these things have happened as lessons for humanity to learn from, and so find the way of God and truth behind this universe. Therefore, no argument should arise, and a person should contemplate the truth behind them and gain the insight of the message they deliver. Then he would progress in the path instead of wasting time in unnecessary arguments and endless misunderstandings. In order that the truth of the short essay above is clearly demonstrated, some of these lessons in brief will be explained below. God is everlasting, complete, without beginning and end. He is one
and indivisible.
Lesson: everything is God. The universe, God, is consciousness and its three creative forces, three gunas. Lesson: everything, God, is consciousness and the three gunas. In the beginning, the operative powers of the three creative forces, three gunas, were not released, but were in the passive or balanced state. So the universe was in a state of beingness. Lesson: everything was eternal, and God, universe, just was, with the potential of creating and being created. Through the desire of God, the operative powers of the three gunas were released. Lesson: it is desire, movement of the Rajaguna, which activates the mind, and then the creative powers of the mind, three creative forces, are released. So when desire is directed toward the external world, its creative powers will be used in that direction, and man becomes the slave of Maya. But when it is directed toward God and the internal, the soul releases itself from the bondage of the external world. Also, when the desires of the external world are fulfilled according to God's laws, they become spiritualized and help the person toward divinity. So desires do not have to be destroyed, but should be spiritualized. The illusion of being separated from the universe, God, was created because of the influences of the ego, I. This is the cause of suffering and inflicting suffering on others. Lesson: the cause of the illusion of separation, false ego, is the essence of all evils. This results in attraction toward the external world, and the illusion of separation becomes even stronger. This results in the arousal of worldly desires, attachments, and greed. Greed intensifies the attraction, and the cycle goes on and on. In truth, some people are afraid to accept God as everything and to dissolve their false egos into it, because each human unit consciousness wants to be God himself. So there is a great resistance to accept God as superior to themselves, because if they do so, then their egos will be humbled. Most people, because of their false pride, do not want this to happen to them. Their ego, they think, is the only thing that they have to cling on to. Therefore, they reject the truth and God altogether. Nothing human, egoistical, is good, not even human love, because it is egoistical, conditional. So humans should become gods in order for all things to come to the right order.